Not to be rude or anything, but what are you doing opening the door to my room? New roommate? No, that doesn't sound right. I already have one. Let me see that paper in your hands. New student. Transfer to room 609. Roommate will be Faye Delacroix. Well, shit. Guess that means Cleo dropped out. She was a little freaked out after I told her about the true cost of things. She seemed to think that she was going to be the exception. Oh well, no reason to dwell in the past. You already know this, but my name is Faye, and we will be studying at university together. What's your name? I'll try my best to remember that, but no promises. Welcome to Dansoor, one of the most renowned magical universities this side of the Cursed Creek. What are you studying? Really? I almost took that. Then, at the last minute, I decided it was better to switch to Draconology. Seeing the first dragon crawl out of its little egg just... it melted my heart. I realized that was what I needed to be doing. I'm just happy I didn't waste too much time doing something like alchemical equations. I think that would have broken my brain. How long have you been studying magic for? Oh, wow. So you're pretty new to this whole thing. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. I've been doing this for years, if it wasn't obvious from my appearance. After Cleo saw what was happening, and then learned that it will happen to her as well, she seems to have hit the hills. I'm glad it doesn't turn you away, though. We need more magic practitioners in this world. Does anyone close to you practice at all? So, you are completely in the dark about this. Wow. It's pretty rare for a university to accept someone like you. You must be really talented then. Maybe I'll be able to copy some of your projects. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do just fine. And I'm sure you've been told about the side effects of magic and everything already, so really you have nothing you should be worrying about. Why are you shaking your head no? You mean to tell me you've been practicing magic and no one has told you the cost of the spells that you're casting? Well, now it's just getting fun. Finding out how clueless you are. When you came in here and saw me sitting on the bed, you know, the green skin, the tusks protruding from my lower lip. What did you think to yourself? At least I know you have an open mind and don't mind sharing a room with an orc. Now, I wasn't always like this. Once upon a time, I was a human just like you. Technically, I still am one. I just have some bonus features. Magic is all about warping reality, twisting things to make it work for yourself. The price of magic is corruption. For some, it happens on the very first spell they cast. For others, it takes decades for the corruption to settle. The longer the lineage of magic, the longer it takes for it to happen. Don't tell me that scares you away. Everything has a price. This just happens to be the price of magic. If you wish to stick with it, you are going to change too. I'm surprised that you haven't started already, considering your lack of practice. The spells you've been playing with must be fairly weak. But you wouldn't be allowed here if you didn't have potential. It gets me excited to think about what kind of changes you're going to go through. Oh, don't give me that look. There's no reason to worry. Being a normal human on campus is going to make you stick out like a sore thumb. Besides, there are more positives than negatives to it. Number one, I grew taller. When I started off, I was around 5'2"-ish, and now I'm closer to 6'8". Then I started to get muscular without even trying. I would lift things and it was so easy. Turns out that was the magic helping my body turn me into an orc. Then my skin started to turn green. Not much at first. Little blobs of green that eventually replaced my former skin tone. The most recent addition was these tusks a few months ago. Do you want to touch them for yourself? I was asking if you wanted to touch my tusks, short stack. You seem really interested in them. So focused on watching my lips move as I continue to talk. I'm curious to see what kind of monster the magic will corrupt you into. Maybe a cute necko. Some fluffy ears and a tail would look adorable. Can already imagine the jingle of your bell whenever you come into the dorm. Then again, the most common type that happens is the growth of horns and a tail. You'll be sharing your class with a lot of tieflings, satyrs, huckows, all of which were former humans. You might even become an orc like me. Having some more muscle and height might be good for you considering what you're studying. You seem to be utterly fascinated with my physique, unable to draw your eyes away from my muscular forearms, following the bulging veins. You don't have to just look. Why don't you sit and feel them for yourself? It's okay. I'm not going to bite, pets. Take a seat. Now you can touch my biceps. I'll even flex them a bit for you. There we go. Go ahead and touch now. Can't get your hand around the width, but get to trace the veins for yourself. Transforming isn't so scary when it turns you into a better version of yourself. I've got the appearance of an orc, but the brain of a human. It's really the best of both worlds. If you want to squeeze my arm yourself, you can. You're not going to hurt me. You're a little too weak for that in your current state. Not that you mind. Clearly enjoying yourself. You're really cute, you know that? Oh, starting to get embarrassed. It's okay. I invited you to feel my muscles. No reason to feel ashamed. You know, unless you like it a little too much. Starting to picture what they would feel like holding you up. Carrying you. Spinning you down to the bed. Didn't think you would end up getting a crush on your roommate the moment you got here, did you? Can't hide it when you're flustering like this from simply holding my arm. I haven't even kissed you or something and you're acting like this. Licking your lips as you continue to stare at my tusks. Why are you denying yourself? Go ahead and feel them. I already told you that you could earlier. You're clearly having fun and I don't mind having all this attention on me. Go ahead and touch one of my tusks. Just be careful. They are a little sharp. There you go. Be gentle. Don't want you to hurt yourself, pet. They feel good, don't they? Smooth and cool to the touch. You graze your finger over the tip, drawing just a bit of blood. You should be more careful, short stack. It wouldn't be a great first impression if I let you get hurt on your first day. You're not even unpacked yet. Bags left abandoned by the door the second you were invited to feel my muscles. How on earth would we explain this to the dean? Just going to have to be a bit more careful around you. Oh, shit. Did I read that wrong? I'm sorry if I did. I just thought you were giving me a sign and... So you were flirting with me, weren't you? Then we can worry about unpacking later. I think it's time we get better acquainted with each other.